It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, the big Bachelorette finale went down last night. So, spoiler alert, if you DVR'd it, if you have not watched, earmuffs for you just for a few minutes here. It was filled with drama. And I have to say, I watched it at the beginning and then I kind of fell off the wagon. So, I'm recapping. So
I thought you meant
so
like fell asleep last night. No, okay.
Well, that too, yes. Well, first, Hannah B. said goodbye to Tyler and stops him mid-proposal.
The first moment I got to hold you and dance with you and have you in my arms on our first date.
Tyler.
This isn't it.
I am so lucky to be loved by you. And when I told you I was falling in love with you, I mean it. I love someone else.
Ouch.
Oh, God, that would be so awkward. How can you do that?
Stab to the heart. Then Jed proposes and she says yes.
Hannah.
Yes.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
It's the moment. So they get engaged. But wait, Hannah then learns how Jed was not being truthful to her the whole time. And then she calls off the engagement because she becomes aware of a woman from his not so distant past.
The second night after we got engaged, Jed tells me that he had been hanging out with this girl before he left to come on the show. And I was like, when was this? And I remember him saying a week before the show. And I was like, okay, so you broke it off. He said, yes. I tried to let that go. And then a few weeks later, I get news that there was a People magazine article that was out. And I start reading it.
Uh-oh.
And it was not the same story that I was told.
Fake news! Tell her! Tell her it's fake news! Isn't that real?
Twists and turns. Then, during the reunion special, Hannah reunites with runner-up Tyler, asks him out on a date, says, hey, I still have feelings.
Our relationship was real to me, and it didn't just go away, and I still have feelings. So, I mean, you're an incredible guy, and I'm a single girl. So I don't know. I just thought maybe we could go for a drink and just hang out.
I would love to. Just tell me when. I'm there.
Baby. So what a plot twist.
No kidding.
What a night.
It's as if the whole thing's scripted, Mackenzie.
It's crazy, right?
It's weird.
Well, moving on to Cardi B. She had to cancel her concert last night here at Bakers Life Fieldhouse due to a security scare.
So I just wanted to apologize.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, it's okay, girl. She tweeted, Dear Indiana people, I am so sorry for today. She even had rehearsed a new move. She was excited to try out on stage, but due to the security threat, which they're kind of being vague about, it has been rescheduled for September 11th.
Okay.
So it was a bummer, but she is coming back.
All right, yeah, I saw some people like, man, I came all the way in from like Ohio or different places. And that's what I feel bad for people. If it's your hometown, you drive like within 15 to an hour, not bad. But if you like flew in for a concert or something, like,
it's a bummer. And if you're not available the second date, like when J-Lo was in Manhattan and the blackout happened in NYC, it was Saturday and then Monday. And like if you can make a Monday concert because you have to work, boo. Well, going on to Jordan Woods, she's on the cover of UK's September issue of Cosmo addressing those Tristan Thompson, the cheating scandal. Rumors.
Never once was I giving him a lap dance, making out with him, sitting all over him. It's just, we're all together. We're in a group. Never once did we leave the public area, go to a bedroom, go to a bathroom. We're all in plain sight.
Okay, that was when she sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith, but now she's on the cover of Cosmo. She says she does not believe in clapping back, but shiz happens, and that she believes she and Kylie Jenner will get back together and become best friends once again. What do we think?
I don't see that, that reconciled happening. No, it's gone. It's sunk. It's gone. It left something.
That was a bad thing to mess up, girl. Seriously, you blew that. Well, new love for Lady Gaga. She was spotted kissing sound engineer Dan Horton in new photos.
I think women love very hard. We love men. We just love with everything we have. And sometimes I don't know that love is met with the type of dignity that we wish it would be met with. You know, we're not trying to make you less of a man. We just want you to love us as deeply and as wholesomely and as fully as we love you.
When are her and Bradley Cooper going to make it a thing?
Say.
He'll
no.
love you deeply.
No, 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 we don't want this engineer. We want she and Bradley together. Okay, so we'll keep you posted on that. That's your garbage.
Mackenzie, thank you so much for the garbage this morning.